part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. That is Masturbators, The Simplest, and Eating After Movies, Crushgasm, Men Are the Prize, and Love Is Black. Please check out all of our podcasts for different podcast needs. And Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience. We're a mature podcast that talk about mature things. It's not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network and drafts episode. Thank you. Damn it. I almost got right being high. Damn it. I'll try to prove a point, but I didn't, but it fucked up for me. Anyway, my name is DeAndre Robinson. I'm here with the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. Let's start off with Kendra. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. I made some really good cookies today for my brother's birthday. Some birthday cake Oreo cookies. They got Oreos and sprinkles. So they're just delicious. Nice. I've eaten half of them, so I don't know if he'll get them, but that's the thought that counts.
This is the thought that counts.
I tried. He's 30. I mean, come on.
Oh my God.
Have you seen that episode of Friends where Joey's going to take Rachel on a date and he's like, here, it's a brownie. Well, actually, I got hungry and I ate half of it. Okay, actually, I ate the whole thing. It's just a piece of cellophane. Sounds like you.
Okay, all right.
You know they dated. Well, I forgot.
For a minute, but that was a pity date because she was pregnant and wasn't dating. So he was like, I'll take you out. And then he fell in love with her.
Harvey.
Hello. Sorry, Dre. Yeah, Harvey here, host of Men of the Prize, the podcast, and co-host of Love is Black podcast with the hot wife, Carice. Another week. I don't know what to say right now. So yeah, it's been a long day. So it's this will be the reprieve, talking about some stuff here. I'm thoroughly interested in what the second draft here is because, you know, we'll see if there's any movies in here that we'll be able to poke at heartstrings that I don't have.
Probably not. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm stone cold. Stone cold!
I'm married to one of those, so I get it.
Or soulless, one of the two.
Whatever.
But you have a relationship podcast. You should be sensitive.
Nobody said I wasn't sensitive. I just don't cry. Mm. So. There you go. Sensitivity is not attached to tears. So
message. All right. All right, Casey.
Hello, I am Casey. I am the ever absent for the last month member of the network, but I am happy to be back.
Yeah, yay!
It is time. Well, technically, I'm not 100% yet. I will be Monday when I get these fucking stitches out for the last time. But I am happy to be back. I am happy to be talking about one of my favorite cinematic subjects of all time. And all y'all ahead of me better stay the hell away from my number one pick or we're going to have words.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Damn, I was ahead of you. Amanda.
I think Casey's safe unless Harvey picks it, but I don't think he will. I don't know. We'll find out.
First of all, we've had this discussion. You can never bank on what Kendra's going to pick because Kendra
bounces
off the walls.
So well, Casey listen, and I discussed this on our own, and we're always like, Kendra's a wild card. We didn't even try to predict what she's going to pick. She'd be coming out with a goofy movie if it was based on anything Stephen King.
and it will probably be fire.
Yes, exactly. It'll rock. Anyway, I'm Amanda, host of The Simplest, co-host of An Evening at the Movies, and co-host of Crime Rewind. And yeah, happy to be here. Tired, but happy.
Well, this is our draft episode, and we are going to be doing, first we're going to be doing Stephen King movies. And the order goes like this. It goes Kendra, then Harvey, then Casey, then myself, then Amanda. Then, like always, is snake style. So round two will be Amanda, myself, Casey, Harvey, and Kendra. All right. Let's have some fun with this.
Prepared to all mark right. off my top four choices already.
Okay. Well, Kendra, who are you?
All right. And if this isn't a movie, I just got this from a website. Just correct me. I just printed it off at work.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Let me say this one more time, too. We did say in the chat that we are going to allow miniseries in this as well. Okay.
So I think that's what it included.
And limited series, too, right?
Limited and miniseries.
Limited and miniseries. Okay.
Hello, Brandy.
Okay.
Well, Brandy. My first pick is the only one that, well, I like a few, but Stand By Me.
Oh, man.
Swear to God now.
Coming out hot.
I'm going to burn this.
No, Harvey not picking. I already know what Harvey's pick is already. Harvey, what's your pick, buddy?
You don't know what I'm going to pick.
I do.
You think you know
I do.
You don't know me either. I do.
Okay. We'll see.
I've determined since that, you know, I had a nice little run where I won these things, but that's clearly over. So I'm like, fuck y'all for not picking me. I'm picking for what I like. So this is going to be my favorite stuff. My first pick is Christine.
Oh, Christine.
Casey? Casey, you want to vouch for me?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you thought I was going to pick? No. I thought that would be your first pick.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm.
Christine is my favorite Stephen King movie.
So do you want to retract your statement?
I do. Right. I messed up that one. I thought something else. Okay, cool. All right.
Casey, back me up because I told him. Mark it off the list.
Pretty much obvious, but I know Dre is going to make me say it anyway, just for the listeners. So, 1999, Tom Hanks, Michael Clark Duncan, The Green Mile.
Okay.
I was like, don't say the quote, just say the title.
I should have said the fucking quote, but I'm being nice to you and staying away from your number one pick.
All right, so my number one pick is the only movie that ever scared me in my life. Literally, only one movie that ever scared me in my life.
Well, what did I say?
Mini series that ever scared my life, and that is It, 1990s It.
Yep. Casey called that.
The only movie that ever scared me.
I thought it would be that one or a different one that I might take in a minute.
All right, Amanda.
All right, I am taking The Shining. The Kubrick, The Shining. Not all the miniseries.
All right. Round one, Stand By Me, Christine, The Green Mile, It 1990, and The Shining. Amanda's on you.
Well, shit. I'm going to go ahead and do it. Misery. Ooh. I thought that's what you were going to take first, Dre.
No, because I need to get it, and it wasn't even. Yeah. Misery wasn't in my top three. My top two of them. Sorry.
Okay.
If I got it in the third round, I'll be happy. But no, I'm actually going to go with my second pick. I'm going to go 1976 Carrie.
Oh, that's not what I thought. Interesting. Okay.
I think I'm going to spark possibly a little bit of debate. And I also will be taking in the second round Carrie, but I will be going with 2013's Chloe Grace Moretz Carrie as well.
Which was actually a damn good remake.
It was good. I mean, but somebody else didn't think that was that good. But it was actually pretty good.
I liked it.
Who's on you?
Did I miss? Did nobody took Shawshank?
Nope. Damn it. Nope. Yeah, they did.
Well, they did now because obviously you're thinking Shawshank.
I was really hoping it would come back around. Damn it.
Well, hell no.
It wasn't come back around.
I did that.
It was not come back around.
So Shawshank Redemption is my pick for round two. All right. Yes.
All right, Kendra.
I'll go with the dog one. Cujo.
Dog one.
But there's more than one dog one, technically. But
yeah.
Dog one.
Good one. All right.
So, round two, Misery, Carrie, 1976, Carrie, 2013, Shawshank, and Cujo. Kendra is on you.
I'm going to go with the mini series, The Outsider.
Oh, good one.
Because I really did like that.
I did too.
Jason Bateman and anything.
Right.
All right, Harvey.
Okay. I was going to go with just the list of my favorites, but the fact that Shawshank was sitting there, I couldn't let that sit. I had to grab that. I didn't expect to get that. With that said, we're going back to my favorites. And what probably everybody thought my other pick was going to be is Firestarter. Mm-hmm. That is what I'm taking. Damn. And not that new shit. I don't know what that was.
Okay.
The original.
Please specify which year you're talking about there, Harvan.
1984.
Yeah. Although knowing you, we should always, you know,
go for the old stuff. Yes, yes.
Old school takes priority over new school every day of the week.
No, better takes priority, not old school. So we know there's newer stuff that's good. I just, you know, with it.
All right. Casey.
On me. We're going to go with the 1989 Cat One Pet Sematary.
Hey, there's two cat movies. Mm.
I said Pet Sematary too. Well, not two as in T O O.
Yes.
Not T W O.
All right. Let's go 1983, Christopher Walken. Let's go The Dead Zone.
Bam.
I love that movie, man. So good. So good.
Very nice.
All right. And Amanda.
I am going to go with 2017's It Chapter One.
Yeah. That's going to come back around.
The only one of those that was any good.
I thought the second one was all right.
So round three, The Outsider, Firestarter, Pet Sematary, The Dead Zone, and It Chapter One. Amanda's on you.
Okay. I'm gonna take 1408.
Good one. Good. Really good. Really good one.
I didn't think it would come back, so I decided to take it down.
Yeah, lost your fucking bench.
Let me go some more Kathy Bates here. Let's go Dolores Claiborne.
Good one.
Damn it.
All right, Casey.
Let's see. That one got taken as well.
God, not too. She's been
Okay, I liked Pet Sematary too because I had the biggest crush on Edward Furlong, but that movie is trash.
He's the only one.
That's the best porn name ever. Furlong.
Well, what's long, the dick or the fur?
The fur. All right, Casey's on you.
Damn, the mist coming out of the fur. I'll take The Mist.
Good one.
The ending of that movie was amazing. It really was.
Or it was infuriating, however you want to.
However you want to take it. But
the ending of that movie was a typical Stephen King ending that you expect one thing and then bam, he shits all over it with a fucked up plot twist.
I mean spoiler alert, if you haven't seen The Mist, I mean, he if you could just wait one more minute, literally one more minute, you're good. just wait one more minute. But
a minute, it was literally like 30 seconds, and then everybody comes through the mist and everything clears up, and he's on.
All right, Harvey is on you.
Let's go with The Running Man.
Oh, you son of a.
All right, and Kendra.
Secret Window?
Damn it! Kendra. Okay,
sorry. All right, so round four. Round four, 1408, Dolores Claiborne, The Mist, The Running Man, Secret Window. Kendra is on you again.
I'm going to go back to TV, Under the Dome, because that was a funny concept.
It was interesting. We watched that. Me and Chris watched that for a minute.
It was weird.
I feel like it just stopped. Yeah, I feel like the show got canceled. They just said, yeah, we're not going to do it no more. We done. Just
left them under the dome.
Mm-hmm. All right, Harvey.
I'm going to go with apt pupil.
Oh.
I really actually, I love that. Was it a short story? Was it full?
It was a short story. Yeah.
And I really liked it. And in the movie, his mind is ridiculous.
It's so chilling.
It's such a, but it's in the performance of movies.
Yeah.
Van Sandow is, oh, it's actually really good. Underappreciated.
Yeah. Who is that guy that plays the bad
Max Van Sydow, I think. Is that him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it him or am I thinking of Needful Things?
No, see, I think he was in both of them, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
I think. I could be wrong, but don't quote me.
Hey, Harvey, what's the name of the show again?
It's called Apt, A-P-T, Pupil. Apt Pupil.
So I obviously never saw it. So.
It's Ian McKellen. I knew
that. That's right. I'm like, I knew, yeah.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
I love Ian McKellen, but he was so creepy in that movie that it was hard for me to watch him for a while.
Mm-hmm. He was too good. Yeah.
All right. Casey.
I got three options, and I really don't know where I want to go with this because I only have two picks left. But
I think you should fuck with Dre.
Fuck with Dre.
Well, that one actually wasn't one of my three, but if you're making a personal request,
do what you want.
Children of the Corn.
Manigans.
I really thought Dre would have taken Children of the Corn by now.
Which one?
The original. The only one that's technically a Stephen King movie.
Yeah, that's true. The other one's not.
Hence the reason why I made the comment in group that Children of the Corn 57 is not a fucking Stephen King movie.
All right, well, I was trying to get Sugar the Corn in my bench, but I can't. So let's go Dr. Sleep here.
Oh,
that was one of the three I was thinking about.
Yeah, I know. and Amanda.
I am going to take.
I know.
Creepshow.
Was a dark horse, but I know what your next pick is.
All right, so round five. Under the dome, at pupil, Children of the Corn, Dr. Sleep, and Creepshow. And Amanda, your bench.
Well, I am glad my plan worked out. I made a wager and it worked.
One of my three I did not go with because it was one of the three I was thinking about.
Maximum Overdrive.
Guilty
pleasure. Love that movie.
You're an asshole.
You're an asshole.
Not you, Amanda, but that's what the ATM machine called.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
You're an asshole.
Honey, the ATM machine just called me an asshole.
An asshole. You're an asshole.
So let's go here with another Drew Barrymore movie. It's not better than anything than the other Firestarter, but it is good though. Drew Barrymore, Jane, the other cat movie, Cat's Eye. Cat's Eye here. My bitch.
That's why I said there's another cat movie. That movie is what made me scared of pigeons.
There's still another cat movie as well that also happens to be a remake of one of the ones that I picked earlier in this room.
So are you going to pick it? Are you going to pick it? Will you?
Hell no. I will not be picking that hot garbage remake as well. I will not be picking The Dark Tower as well because I will be taking with my last pick 1994 TV miniseries The Stand.
Nice. Good one.
All right. Harvey.
I will be ending my list with Needful Things.
Nice.
Good choice.
And Kendra, you get the very last pick.
She wants the other cat movie.
I know. I wanted one of the cats. I don't know any more that are cats by their name.
Is Salem's Lot about a cat?
I'm going to go Thinner.
All right. So here's our roster. Kendra, Stand By Me, Cujo, The Outsider, Secret Window, Under the Dome, and Thinner. Harvey, Christine, Shawshank, Firestarter, 1984, because obviously The Running Man, At Pupil, and Needful Things. Casey, The Green Mile, Carrie, 2013, Pet Cemetery, 1989, because then there's another one, The Mist, Children of the Corn, and The Stand. Myself, It, 1990, Carrie, 1976, This Day Is On, Dolores Claiborne, Dr. Sleep, and Cat's Eye. And Amanda, The Shining, Misery, It, 2017, 1408, Creepshow, and Maximum Overdrive. And y'all was afraid that there would be nothing left.
Well, if there had been eight people, there wouldn't have been.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine scraping what this would have looked like?
Scraping the Dark Tower.
scraping the barrel.
By the way, I want it known too that fuck Rotten Tomatoes, because I was looking at options on Rotten Tomatoes today, and they actually had The Dark Tower at 44 out of 54 movies. And it was actually ranked higher than movies that I think are better Stephen King movies than that movie. So fuck Rotten Tomatoes. Fuck them right in the ass.
Okay. Wow. Right. Wow.
Okay. With that being said,
I like it.
With that being said, let's go back in time and see who won last week's draft. For inspirational female characters, fictional characters, number three was Emily. Tied for two was Emily and Amanda. And number one was Cam.
Yay!
Okay, so Cam gets her first. Yeah, Cam gets her first win. All right. And for the worst movies we ever saw, people, listen, I'm watching this right now. People had a field day with this list on Twitter.
People not like Emily's list.
They
wanted to commit Emily for sure.
But God of truth, because all three social media sites that go on, listen, so number three was Cam. Number two was Emily. Number two was Emily. And number one was Scoot. Was our guest.
Everyone on Twitter was like, is Team C okay?
It doesn't matter. However, though, so our next draft, the next draft, we will be doing Weird Al songs. And 21st century help me out.
Soundtracks.
Thank you. 21st century soundtracks from movies. All right. Okay. With that being said, let's get into our next draft. Our next draft are movies that made us cry or almost made us cry, aka tearjerkers. Now we're going to draft movies that actually made us cry or almost made us cry, unless you're Harvey. Because you have a black soul.
Wow. Yes, I do have a black soul. Have you noticed?
The draft order
black,
is
bro.
The draft order is Casey, Harvey, Kendra, myself, then Amanda, like always, snake style, Amanda, myself, Kendra, Harvey, and Casey. With that being said, Casey, it's on you, buddy.
Nope, we're going to go obvious right off the bat. So I would like to ask you guys, did you ever know that you're my hero?
Oh, you motherfucker.
Really? Is it Beaches?
Yup.
Right off the bat. Wow.
We are not friends anymore.
All right.
My number one pick.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore. It's not.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, like I mentioned, I think I inspired this list, I think, to a degree. I love movies, as you guys all know. But 99% of the time, they're fiction, or there's some version of it that's fiction, which is why I tend to not cry. But I appreciate a good movie. My first pick is a movie that got me close. Close. Not as close as Color Purple. I'm saying that because I know somebody's going to pick it. But my pick is The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Ooh.
Which is absolutely hard. It's crazy. And when you watch movies like me, where you know when something is coming, and if you've seen that movie, like I felt what's about to happen, and it was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Still cry. Yeah. Even though I know that happened. Not that story, but that happened in real life all the time. Yeah. They cry.
It's not fiction. We still didn't cry.
Interesting. Interesting.
All right. Kendra. Yes.
Buzz, my girl. MSJ.
Damn it.
According to Casey, is the best rom-com of all time.
You could cry at rom-coms.
It's the best rom-com of all time.
Right, how bad they are.
No, I have a couple, actually.
So I'm going to go with one that almost made me cry. Like, legitly almost made me cry. And that's The Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah,
I didn't even write that down. I scratch these off as you go along. Ain't no Will Smith movies in this.
We know. Amanda.
I really wanted Beaches. That movie has special meaning to me. I'm very upset at Casey because we didn't even discuss that. But I'll go with my next pick.
It's your fault for not letting me know.
Well, Dead Poets Society.
Mm. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Yep.
Captain.
Not every time. Get back-to-back all picks, right. Anyway.
So, round one, Beaches, Boys in the Striped Pajamas, My Girl, The Pursuit of Happiness, and Dead Poets Society. Amanda, it's on you.
I am going to take My Sister's Keeper.
I have never seen that movie, but I've seen enough clips on it because people play that thing on TikTok. That looks crazy.
It is. And the book ending is different than the movie, and they're both just rip your heart right out.
I'm going to go with the actual Will Smith movie that made me cry. And that was 7 Pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Seven Pounds made me cry.
Okay, Harvey, watch My Sister's Keeper and tell me if you don't at least hear a little bit. As a parent, it should hit you in the feels.
I've seen so many parts of it. I mean, I'll watch it. Seeing so many parts and bits of it kind of throws it off, but that's I'll give true. It a shot. Yeah, but okay. I'll give it a shot. I'll do it.
I'm just trying to find one, damn it.
Yeah, good luck.
Right. Kendra.
This movie was robbed at the Oscars. It made me cry 3 times when you thought they were going to get burned to death. And then, you know, Andy gives them away. And then when Woody waves goodbye, it is Toy Story 3. Jesus, like, they were holocausting those poor toys.
Wow. Wow.
They were. That incinerator scene is like, Watching that in the theater was fun because I took my daughter and all the adults were crying and all the kids are like, why are you crying?
Woody's about to die, bitch. Like,
Mommy, they're going to kill my dog. That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. Woody about to die, bitch.
That is hilarious. If somebody would say that, that would be
awesome. Listen, I wouldn't even get mad. Just laugh. I'm laughing so hard. Oh, my goodness. Harvey's what are you?
I am going to go. I'm going to go with Life is Beautiful.
Oh, good one.
That movie, if you're a wrestling fan, because I was just thinking about this. This movie sets you up. You're going. It's almost like a kind of happy thing, bad situation, but a happy story. And then just when you think you're going to get what you want, right before you get what you want, and then they pull it. Like, it happened this weekend. That's why it hit me. Most people thought we were going to get the ending that we wanted, and then they ripped it from us. Like,
it's a metaphor. Okay, I get it now. I was like, Life is Beautiful is not about wrestling.
No, it's a metaphor. It is rough.
Yeah, I got it.
Brilliant, though. Brilliant. Oh.
So as a dad, that movie didn't even make you tear up? Wow.
When I saw Life is Beautiful, I wasn't a father, but...
Okay, fair.
But still, it wouldn't. It's fiction, right? I mean, it's not like a true story. It's a true story? Is it?
Well... That particular story may not be exactly true, but the Holocaust was a real fucking thing, bro.
Right, yeah, yeah, okay.
Anyway, I don't know.
All right. And Casey.
Decisions. I think we'll go with Marley and me.
Damn you.
Yeah, I can keep your dog movies. I've kept seeing those things. I'm like,
Jesus Christ. Damn, that's so fucked up.
Marley and me will cut you right in the dick. It's
those Sarah McLachlan commercials do nothing for you.
Oh my God. Yeah, just look at the things. I don't know.
We have to change the channel in my house.
When those commercials come on,
at 90s last year, they had a cosplay and somebody was Sarah McLachlan, so she walked around with like a TV set on her and like stuffed animals and played the song. She won.
Did she have a sign that said "I'm here to ruin your day"?
It was good.
All right, my sister's keep round two. My sister's keepers, 7 pounds. Toy Story 3, Life is Beauty and Marley. Life is Beautiful and Marley and Me. Casey's on you.
All right, so you guys said with my last pick, you can keep your dog movies. So how would everybody feel about me keeping my horse movie as well?
Which one?
What the hell? What horse movie?
Turn around.
Oh,
what you see will be a never ending story.
Oh, good pick, bro. Good pick.
Never ending story.
Okay. Harvey.
Sorry.
That movie creeped me out. God, it's true. Don't watch the movie high.
Sorry? Oh, hell no.
Don't want that shit high at all. All right, Harvey's on you.
I was looking through these, I was kind of researching, and I'm like, I got to find these movies because this is harder for me because I'm moved, but not to the point of crying. And this movie, when I saw it, didn't affect me at all because it's just a movie. If I watched it now, I'd probably be like, there's a little bit to this. My pick is Stepmom.
Oh, damn you.
That one is rough. And I wouldn't cry, but there's like situations that that I completely relate to in that movie. Completely.
Yep.
I think I gained the most respect for Julia Roberts in that. I mean, not that she can't act, but that part, her and Sarandon are amazing in that movie. They're just really good.
So they really made those characters real without too over the top. Like, you can really see both sides and, you know,
All right. Damn it. Kendra.
I'm going to go with The Green Mile.
Damn you!
Casey,
you thought that was going to sit, dude?
You could have picked it. Three times.
Oh, I picked it 3 times.
You could have had that twice in the same episode, bro. man.
All right, it's on me, and I'm going with the only movie that made me cry last year, in 2022, or did watch in 2023, whatever. It's The Fallout. Listen, Oh God damn it! Listen, if you have, if you have kids, all right, if they're in high school. Just hug me afterwards. Jesus Christ.
I hug my stepson
afterwards. Like, goddamn. Like, and that shit is powerful and painful at the same time to watch.
It's about school shootings for people who don't know. The survivors of a school shooting.
Survivors of school shootings. And that shit is, oh my goodness. Anyway, Amanda's with you.
Okay. This movie is very near and dear to my heart and something that I get scared of all the time, so I'm going to pick it. Steel Magnolias.
Okay.
I'm surprised
that one hits home real hard.
that is a tearjerk right there. It gets you right here. I didn't cry, but I was like, oh, God damn it.
I did. That shit. Sally Field, right. Man.
So now, round three, Never Ending Story, Stepmom, The Green Mile, The Fallout, and Steel Magnolias. Amanda.
All right, for my next pick, I will be taking Boys in the Hood.
Ooh.
Oh! paybacks are a bitch, aren't they?
When Ricky dies, I feel like my soul leave my body.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just evil, but that did not. That didn't make sense. This man is an all. This man is an all conference football player. He don't have a dick in his ass.
Outrun the bullet, though.
Yeah, he can outrun the bullet.
Bullets go straight. They literally just jump over something like that. You could jump off back over where you came from. Listen, that's just the hood. Listen, and the governor that live in the hood. Listen, I know.
You be reading too much into it. I think
the LA hood though. West Coast hood.
I hate that. Listen, everybody in the hood says the same thing. You zig and zag. All right. Anyway, here's me. And this, I'm not gonna lie, it's more Will Smith. I'm not gonna lie to you. Collateral Beauty.
Will Smith? Is your list all Will Smith right now, bro?
No, I'm not.
No. Okay. But
God's truth, listen, Harvey, I may hate Will Smith. God's truth, I know you do. And I wouldn't, for fun, I would tell you this, but also on all serious shit, the one Will Smith movie you should watch because you have daughters is Collateral Beauty. Cry, no cry. The one movie you should watch is Collateral Beauty. That shit hits.
Good movie.
Oh my God, you have kids and you have daughters. The end of that movie will tear right here. Hate Will Smith or not, that movie right there, it was hard. It was hard for me to watch it in. All right. So Collateral Beauty is my pick. Kendra's on you.
I gotta go with a dog movie, Homeward Bound. We thought Shadow was dead, but there he was. So you were sad tears, and then you were like joyous tears.
Shadow's about to die, bitch.
I know. He was in that ditch. It's like, oh shit. Leave that old guy behind.
Good choice.
All right, Harvey.
This movie, I don't know. There's another movie that kind of, when I saw it, by the way, when I saw it, I was an absolute child, which makes no sense to have been taken to see this movie. But this
that's
movie
our generation.
Now, yeah, this movie came out in 79. I was 5. Like, why? The movie I'm picking is Kramer versus Kramer.
I knew that's what you were gonna pick.
Which is absolutely, as a dad, torture. Torture. Cannot even watch that. Can't even. Wouldn't cry though. But
I did.
All right, Casey.
Which one of these guys, because I got back to back, so which one's going to go first and which one's going to go second? Getting an evening at the movies back on track within the next couple weeks, I will be selecting, coming soon to an evening at the movies, the biopic about
you fucker
Selena.
I hate you. But I should have already picked it. That's my fault.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's my fault.
All right. So round 4, Boys in the Hood, Collateral Beauty, Homeward Bound, Kramer versus Kramer, and Selena. KC's on you.
All right. Disney that hasn't been picked or amazing movie that hasn't been picked? We'll go with the Steven Spielberg classic E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
I'll be right here.
Okay. Maybe I'm just an asshole, but I was happy with that piece of shit. Literally. Listen, that movie was horrible. That movie was
and I'm
horrible.
The one with the you're black horrible. Heart, by the way. No, I'm the black heart. Listen, over there.
I was extremely happy. Listen, that movie was trash. That movie was horrible.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. It really was. I'm sorry. All right, Harvey's on you.
Oh, wow. I got to say, I have a pretty long list because I wasn't sure it was going to be chosen. I've got plenty of stuff here. Let's go with Sophie's Choice.
Another.
Damn you. Yeah, another Holocaust movie? Yes.
Holocaust and Will Smith heavy tonight.
I really thought Sophie's Choice would make it to my bench. I thought nobody would pick that wrong.
All right, Kendra.
I gotta go with Mandy Moore's A Walk to Remember.
Amanda all of a sudden feels like she's getting screwed with all of our picks here.
Don't worry, Amanda. Like
everybody's picking Amanda's picks.
Don't worry, Amanda. This, I know this for a fact won't be on your list. This is the first movie that ever made me cry. God in truth, I was 7 years old when this movie came. I watched the movie. And because me and my brother was so close, I did not want to think about him dying or anything like that. This movie's called The Sixth Man with Marlon Wayans.
Yep.
That's a good movie.
And because me and my brother are so close, I did not want to think about him dying. And at the end, when he went, he went to heaven, oh, that shit was, oh. So The Sixth Man is my pick. Amanda.
All right. I guess I'm gonna go with Stand By Me.
Nobody put that.
Right. Other that bracket.
The other one.
Oh. All right. So round number five, we got shit. I mean, E.T., Sophie's Choice.
Wow.
A Walk to Remember, The Sixth Man, and Stand By Me. All right, Amanda, your bench.
This sucks because I have a lot of choices too. Mm-hmm. All my favorite ones. Okay. I'm going to change it up to one that makes me cry sad and happy tears. It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm. All right. I'm going with a movie that it's a extremely hard watch. The story's hard. The book is even harder to read.
Precious.
I'm going with Precious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going with Precious.
That's a one and done for me. It was too hard to watch. Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie. And what's the face deserved the Oscar that she got, but Jesus Christ.
That story is unimaginably
painful.
Really bad. Like there's no reason to watch it again. I don't know why I watched it the first time. Like it's just
because it's worth a watch, but
it's worth a watch, but not worth the watch again.
I read the book after because I wanted to see how close, and I'm like, God,
the book is hard. The book is worse.
The book is hard. Just to visually to have to see it is oh my God. I can't
really do anything about child abuse or sexual abuse anymore. Mm-hmm. Like as a mom, and I just I don't know. It's too hard for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kendra.
I'm going with Robin Williams' Jack. Because at the end, when his friend reads what, like who he is inspired by, and it's the whole thing about Robin Williams' character, I lose it. And then he's all old at the graduation, and you're like, he's gonna die soon, but he's so happy. it makes you cry every time.
I had another Robin Williams movie too, but that's a good one.
So good.
Harvey.
So many picks left here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just going to pick something that I love. My pick is a movie called Rain Over Me. Mm. It is a movie with Adam Sandler in an absolutely unreal performance. Mm. If you haven't seen it, there's a scene in there where if I could write a scene, like, oh, I don't cry, but it's based off of 9/11. But then it's just, he's amazing. If he tried to do like serious film, he's an unreal actor.
He's
a great actor.
Yeah, he's an amazing actor. Like for his real stuff, like the two basketball movies, Uncut Gems and the other one just put out were great. His acting
the
was
basketball one. I can't remember what it's called. Yeah.
So he did very very well. So I mean, he's a really good actor. Even like his serious funny like Funny People, the movie Funny People. His acting in Funny People was fucking amazing. Like, God in the truth, my favorite Adam Sandler movie of all time because his acting in it. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
He likes to stay true to his comedy roots, too. So.
He does. Right. Yeah, so he does a lot of that. But when he... Rain Over Me is rough. I'll go on YouTube and just watch one particular scene of that movie. Good build-up, and then he just nails it with one scene. And Don Cheadle's in there, and it's amazing. And it's... I saw that in the theater. I went and saw that.
Nice.
Yeah, it was worth it. So good.
All right. And last but not least, Casey, you get our very last pick.
God. Because there's two Disney movies that I'm surprised nobody, especially
the two. You haven't.
Well, okay. One, I know good and hell well you would have picked if you got thought about it, and you probably did, but don't think that you wouldn't have picked either of these two movies. So bite me if you're gonna lie.
No, I'm just saying. I'm surprised it's still on the board. I've still got like 20 choices.
I'm surprised both of them are still on the board. Pick it. And then there's another one that was on the schedule and I think is getting put back on the schedule for an evening at the movies. And I think that's the direction I'm going to go because we've already got dead Latin singers. So why not go with a dead Latin rocker? That would be the one.
Yeah.
I thought about that.
How did you not pick Lion King?
Not even that Lou Diamond Phillips delivered a bad performance in that movie, because I don't think he did. But for me, the most heart-wrenching, emotional moment of that entire movie is after the plane crash, the way that Isai Morales and the lady that played his mom pulled off their emotional devastation with finding out that he was dead. Oh, my God. And that last scene with him standing on the bridge and literally hanging his end and just looking up at the sky and screaming Richie's name in frustration. Oh my God. Squeezes.
Can I just say, I love La Bamba. I will say though, the scene where he, shows up to the house and she throws up the laundry. Not by Richie. Like, I felt like it was a little, like she went overboard.
It was a little bit over the board, but at the same time,
no, she's Latina. That's what she did.
Yeah, that's on par.
Not my reaching.
That tracks.
You can clearly. I thought it was a little overacting as well, but however, you can't really say how you feel. If something happened to you.
Exactly. We don't know. Maybe that's what she did. Yeah, maybe that's what the mom did and she played it. I just felt like it was actually, either way, it was, you're right. Really good movie.
Don't know how you're going to.
So I'm not going to lie. I don't know where I'll put it, but honorable mention for me, and I despise that's a lie. I despise Madea movies. But Four Color Girls is one of the saddest things I've seen back then. Like,
oh God, no!
Four Color Girls is, oh my God, that is Jesus Christ, all right? So I was going to put an honorable mention for that one because, oh God! And listen, I think Michael Eagle is a swell fella. However, though, I can't look at him the same
at that.
Fuck
yeah!
I can't look at the same at the way he did to his kids.
Yeah,
at all. All right.
Why did I get married? Made me cry. So
maybe if I was gonna cry, it's like, why did they release that?
That movie.
You know, movie I was thinking of was Pay It Forward.
Yes, that's on my list. Yeah.
Pay It Forward is rough. It's another one of those build-ups. You're like, oh, okay, and then pull the rung right from under you.
They Cody Rhodes you.
Yep. And then I was gonna do Up. Because like the first 15 minutes of Up are the most ridiculous. Nothing in animation should be that damn sad.
Kidding, especially like you're getting started.
He's going
out like
on
this.
A date though, guys. They're releasing a short where Carl's getting back out there in the dating world. Go see it. Ooh, I think it's
really? Oh wow. Yeah. Oh no.
Is he on the over 70s dating websites or is he on Tinder?
Oh, he's probably on Our Time. That's the 55.
Our Time. Jesus Christ.
Y'all, I still have so many choices. Me left. Too. Everything me makes
too.
Me cry.
Coco.
Ghost.
Lion King.
Ghost creeped me out. It did. At the end of that, my spirits. That shit came out.
Avengers. Spider-Man.
That's possible.
A league of their own. We Are Marshall.
Boys Don't Cry.
Yeah. Mm. I almost picked Call Me By Your Name. That one made me cry really hard, too.
I do want to say that Emily told me not to. Well, Emily, when I made her cry, was Glory.
Princess Bride.
No, Glory made her cry hard as hell. Like Jesus
Christ.
Oh yeah. Made her cry hard. So
anyway, I can't do war movies.
Not even. It's not even just the war movie. It's those black war. Those black. I know what you mean. Because not a lot of war movies would do it for me. But whenever it's black war type of stuff,
yeah.
Glory, Soldier Story, those movies always have a twinge of ridiculousness.
The Five Bloods was amazing. It's a what's a Spike Lee movie.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, all the war movies, The Patriot and Saving Private Ryan, and. Mm. Pearl Harbor,
Harbor maybe would have made me cry because it was utterly horrible.
That movie
was terrible. Come on,
Saving Ryan's Privates. I mean, Saving Private Ryan.
You think you're slick and you're not, bro.
The first 20 minutes is amazing. Listen, I got you. Maybe I'm just an agent of chaos, but how that shit was shot and all the kind of things, the first 20 minutes of Saving Private Ryan was fucking amazing. After that, I fell asleep. Got you. I didn't. Yeah, it was just boring to me. It was.
I've only seen it once.
But
Patriot
but,
kills me though.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
All right. So, it said my sister keeper definitely made me ball as well.
Yeah.
Here's the rosters. Casey, Beaches, Marley and Me, The Never Ending Story, Selena, E.T., and La Bamba. Harvey. Boy in the Striped Pajamas, Life is Beautiful, Stepmom, Kramer vs. Kramer, Sophie's Choice, and Rain Over Me. Kendra, My Girls, Toy Story 3, The Green Mile, Homeward Bound, A Walk to Remember, and Jack. Myself, The Pursuit of Happiness, 7 Pounds, The Fallout, Collateral Beauty, The Sixth Man, and Precious. Amanda, Dead Poets Society, My Sister's Keeper, Still Magnolias, Boys in the Hood, Stand By Me, and It's a Wonderful Life. So yeah, try watching those all weekend. All right.
Throw in the Killing Fields and you got yourself a party.
Shit.
Oh my.
Oh God. All right. So our next draft will be live. Our next draft will be in 2 weeks because I'll say that later. I'll say it soon. But our next draft we will be doing. What are we doing?
21st century movie soundtracks.
21st century movie soundtrack. And where are our songs?
Why are you so upset about that?
I
just eat it.
There's two or three songs that I'm cool with. And I'm just like,
I'm assuming DJ is Scoop gonna be in there. He's gonna be on that one, right?
Yeah, Scoop picked it, so he's gonna be on there. So I'm gonna make sure he's on there.
He's gonna eat on that episode. Meanwhile, I'll be like, I didn't even know he did that song. He did what? When? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like,
I think I'm a clone now.
I'm completely out of my element on Weird Al. Completely.
Definitely. Me too.
All the songs from a lyric website.
There you go. Write them down. I'm like, oh, this sounds funny. Great. Okay.
All right, let's say our goodbyes. Casey, you're first.
I'm Casey. I am a host of An Evening at the Movies.
Oh, nice shirt.
By the way, the other half of it has been sent to you guys in the group chat so you can see what the back looks like as well.
Oh, that's sweet, bro. Look,
it's cool.
Since it is my An Evening at the Movies jersey that I purchased as well. I'm the host of An Evening at the Movies, along with my co-host Amanda, who will be talking here shortly. But yes, An Evening at the Movies is back. We are slowly starting to pick up steam and get back on track again. So stay tuned. You can find us on all social media platforms, as well as the I Did Not Make These Rankings Podcast Network website, which is www.idnmtrpodcastnetwork.com. Check us out. Check out all the shows for all of your podcast needs. I am happy to be back. It was fun being back here with you guys. I have missed you guys for the last month of being off the show. With that said, I turn everything over to my old fogey partner in crime, Harvandre. The floor is yours.
What'd you say? Am I supposed to talk now?
Put in your hearing aid, Grandpa.
Get your insure out.
I need my medication.
So got a truth. I'm not gonna lie to you. It sure tastes delicious. I'm not gonna lie.
The chocolate one's good. It's like
chocolate one's delicious.
Yeah, people disrespecting insure, man. When I was a kid, I didn't eat. You wouldn't think so looking at me now, but I needed that. I got my protein there.
Over the 2 weeks I was in the hospital, my opinion on insure changed greatly. Because that was what they gave me for my dairy needs, even though it's very faux dairy.
So many quotes on that. All right, go ahead.
Faux dairy. Either way, this was fun. I don't expect to win, so maybe just memories will be evoked if you think of my list. I, of course, am Harvey, host of Men of the Prize, the podcast. This season continues, and it's continuing to be good. I've got good guests coming. This is a really good season. Like 60 episodes once I'm done taking a good break on this one, but I thoroughly enjoy doing it. I am also a co-host of Love is Black podcast with Hot Wife Carice. You can find each of those podcasts on rbthegear.com. That's for the first one, Men of the Prize, and loveisblackpodcast.com for Love is Black. Yeah, that's it. Next.
Hello. So say Weird Al is who I consider my dad. I love him. It's curly hair.
No. You grew up in an Amish paradise.
I do. I used to write parody songs in high school. Still got the notebook. I want you to fertilize my eggs was my first original as a love song.
What? You're going to need some performances, Kendra.
Yeah.
I need to see the lyrics.
I will pay to shoot the music video.
It's like a pop punk song. Like think like early Good Charlotte.
But so is it in like blue, like purple turquoise Jeep? Because they have a song called "How You Like Your Eggs Fried or Fertilized."
Yeah. Like, well, anyway, I'm the host of Crushgasm, the podcast where guests come through and they talk about crushes. I just released my 100th episode this week.
Yay!
And next week, we'll be at 101 with Harvey talking about a hall pass crush. And then on Thursday, go to crushgasmpodcast.com and you'll see a couple hall pass crushes from everybody in the network, including Cam. Very cool. And we have today, We Laughed and Learned coming through with the crush you guys will like because it's an 80s movie crush. Ooh. And Casey, got to get you on the books because your questions are ready.
I'm ready for questions, so.
And lastly, my new show, Food Show Fanatics with my husband. Check it out. It's pretty fun.
Yay.
We talk about Spring Baking Championship.
If you want guests, depending on what your next show you're covering is, I'm definitely in if you're doing that because I love food shows.
I think MasterChef comes back in May.
Okay. I'm inviting myself, by the way. Hello, I'm Amanda, host of the Sip List podcast, a top 5 podcast, and you can find it at thesiplistpod.com and, of course, on the network website. And this week, just dropped top 10 Taylor Swift songs with Shanna. So if you're a Swiftie and you're having FOMO, go check that out. And then next week will be top 5 mob movies. So you can look forward to those. And again, co-host an evening at the movies and Crime Rewind with Shanna. So check all those out.
All right. So this is hard for me to do. So I might as well do it now because I might as well do it next week. First things first, I wanted to thank the four of you for this. 2020, we started Masturbators. We actually started as Versus, then we turned to Masturbators. It was a fan voting, by the way. It was Masturbators or Up in Yuns. That was two names. And fan voted for Masturbators. And it took off from 2020. And now 3 years we're doing this and different rosters and all that kind of good stuff. We are about to hit 200 episodes next week. So we're about to record 200 episodes next week. And I still have a backlog of shows. So I'm going to have way more than 20 episodes. But about to record our 20th episode next week, and we over 20K in downloads and stuff like that. And
excellent.
I wanted to thank all of you, every last single one person that, you know, listens and came on the show and believed in me and all that kind of good shit. And you know, this, it means a lot. 100% means a lot. So from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for everything with Masturbators. Goddamn, the lights in my eyes making water. But I want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart. Is just thank you. All right. With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.
Now I gotta add this to shit that made me cry. Damn.